And now it is time for our nation to set a new priority. So I am announcing today that I'm a candidate to become the next president of the United States.
The early morning announcement from Washington Governor Jay Inslee didn't come as a surprise, and the long-term advocate for renewable energy used his first campaign ad to make his platform clear over and over again.
We have got to stop global warming.
Everyone in this country knows
climate is changing.
Reduce carbon pollution.
New energy future.
Climate change.
We should be dealing with climate change.
Climate change.
We need to defeat climate change.
That's what I believe.
Following the announcement, reporter Elise Haas sat down with Coin6 political expert Jim Moore to find out if Inslee can stand out from a crowded Democratic field and what he needs to do to have a chance at winning the nomination. It's Monday, March 4th, and Coin6 News takes you beyond the headlines with this podcast exclusive.
So, what do you think? You know, we have Inslee, a white man, Democrat, really pushing green. Do you think that, you know, he has what it takes to be able to get the other states that he might need to win an election?
I think he does. And the reason is that environment is a big, big issue, especially among Democratic primary voters. When we look at polling right now and what the big issues are, by far and away the biggest one for Democratic primary voters is environment kinds of things, climate change. It's like 48% and second place is at 20%. So he's clearly into something. He's clearly putting everything on, I'm the climate fixer guy, and we'll see what happens with it. The things that you mentioned at the top here, you know, the fact that he's a white male, an older baby boomer, much closer in age to Bernie than to, you know, any of the, you know, people from Texas, for instance. Those are negatives. Those are negatives in this election. But his issue and the passion he brings to it is a big positive.
And with this kind of, so I mean, you saw his video, I'm sure. He says climate change like 31 times in like 45 seconds. Do you, I mean, that's going to be his main push, but do you see him expanding on this platform? And if so, where?
He has to expand on the platform because climate change, while it's big, doesn't show that you can be president. Now, here's his advantage. He's been the governor of Washington for a while. He has executive experience. Very different than all those senators who are running who don't necessarily have executive experience. And successful presidential candidates tend to come more from the governors than they come from the senators. So he's going to talk about taxes. He's going to talk about working with Republicans and not working with Republicans. He's going to be talking about issues that are important to the West. For instance, he knows about public ownership of lands. You know, all those kinds of things. He's going to talk about issues that are important to anybody who's an executive, and that's making the hard decisions and how you basically react when the phone rings at 3 a.m. and you need to be there. The old thing with Hillary Clinton, would you want her answering the phone at 3 a.m? So he's gonna bring all that to the presidential campaign as well.
Right now it's such a polarizing time. You know, I just feel like everyone's bickering and fighting with each other, especially about politics. Do you see him calming that down or people continuing to just go their separate ways?
Well, if it's just the West Coast, I don't think he'll calm things down. The Republicans in Washington are not happy with him at all. But he's an unknown to the rest of the country. I mean, he served in Congress for a long time, but he was never one of the real major players in Congress. So he's an unknown. So he could bring a, for want of a better word, a West Coast attitude to things. Remember, when you look at Washington, Oregon, California, Democrats certainly dominate, but the rural areas are firmly Republican. So these states look more purple than almost anywhere else in the entire country. And so if he can leverage that, he could appear to be the climate change guy who's more of a moderate as compared to a lot of the presidential candidates who are saying, how far to the left can I run? So there's a real opportunity for him in the rest of the country. Here in the West, we'll look at him and say, but you know, the Republicans here don't like you. So, but he has a chance to remake himself.
Yeah, so I was having a conversation, you know, I was obviously covering it this morning and, you know, people were messaging me on social saying, I just saw your story, what do you think about it, kind of thing. And I was like, well, in Eastern Washington, the Republicans don't like it. They really much don't, you know, but Seattle, and he's well supported, and he'll, you know, he's maintained that support through both of his, you know, runs as governor. So it'll be interesting to see how folks really talk about him. So also, what about this? Do you think he has any skeletons in the closet? Anything in his past political history? Or, you know, those sorts of things that might come out and haunt him.
At this point, we don't know that he has anything in his closet. And remember, he's run for governor in Washington, where they're really good at finding the skeletons in your closet. Several gubernatorial candidates have had this problem in Washington state. So we don't know of anything. But because he served in Congress for a long time, there's a lot of legislative history. So people will be looking at that as well as what he's done when he's governor. So he's vulnerable to the same thing anybody who's served for a long time is. There's just a lot of votes that you've taken and a lot of stances. So do you make the argument, oh, I learned and changed? Or do people make the argument, you're wishy-washy and a flip-flopper? Mm-hmm. And so that's the downside of having such a long campaign, a long career, as compared to, you know, like Elizabeth Warren. She hasn't been in the Senate that long. So she, you know, here's her career. That's the Barack Obama model. He served in the Senate, just boop, and then he went and ran for president. What are your stances? Well, when I was there for a couple of years, I did this. Jay Inslee has decades.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that he can win the presidential nomination?
He can, but we have to wait and see. Right now he comes in, he's not anywhere near the front runner right now. Probably middle of the pack. Top people now are the people with names. So Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, those are kind of probably the top three. Joe Biden, if he gets in. And so Inslee has got to go basically rev up the troops in Iowa and New Hampshire. And his strategy is to do that, because you kind of have to. But California is going to be early, and Nevada is going to be early. So he wants to play the West Coast card. And if he can do well in California, he can take off. Remembering that Kamala Harris is from California, so a strong second place there, for instance, would be really good for him.
What do you think do you think he'd be like then a good, you know, nomination for maybe vice president and help carry somebody if he has all the support in the West?
He could be. You could see, especially if it's a woman at the top of the ticket, he would be an attractive vice presidential candidate. The only trick is looking back at the entire history of vice presidencies, going back to George Washington, they've never helped anybody carry a single state. So you put them in there saying, oh, they'll help carry them, and they don't play any role. People look only at the president.
Interesting. Anything else that you think people should be looking into?
This is going to be a crowded field, and it may get more crowded. So is he going to be the Pacific Northwest guy? He can't be the West Coast guy because Kamala Harris is already in. But is he going to be the Pacific Northwest guy, or will Oregon's Jeff Merkley actually get in the race? I don't think he is. He's just not moving in that direction. He's not raising money. But it could be kind of crowded there. In the Northwest, we haven't had a serious presidential candidate in a long time. Oregon Senator Mark Hatfield was up for the vice presidency in 68. And then again, when we were looking at who would Gerald Ford appoint as his vice president in 1974. Senator Scoop Jackson from Washington actually ran, but this is a long time ago. So it's been a long time since we've seen anybody there. Idaho's Frank Church ran, but this is all 40 plus years ago. So this is kind of new territory. It's gonna get crowded if Merkley gets in. You know, they're gonna, you know, these two white guys who are kind of older baby boomers, that demographic is gonna be taken. I think Inslee has a better shot at it, and especially if Merkley stays out.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, this is what this video dropped at 4 a.m, 7 o'clock East Coast time. What was your reaction just to the video and the way he announced it?
Enthusiastic. He's going out there. He's saying, here I am. When you do videos like this, it's hard to stand out in the crowd because they kind of look like the other videos. But it's certainly not what we've seen. You know, it's not Donald Trump coming down the escalator. You know, so it's a good introduction. It gets him out there. But 2 months from now, people are not going to be saying, "Wow, remember that video?" 2 months from now, people are going to say, so has he raised any money? You know, in the early polls in Iowa, is he showing up? That's the kind of thing people are going to be looking at.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Wonderful. Oh, this is just going to be such an, I mean, everything with the past, like, you know, past presidential election, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. Just being in the newsroom while all of that was happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it seems like it was honestly just yesterday, even though so much has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe we're like coming up on the next one.
Yeah, yeah. You know? As I was going through last year and giving talks to people and stuff, saying, you know, it's only about a year and 3 months until the first primaries. And at this point, we'll be into the second round already. Wow. A year from now.
Wow.
All the February ones will be over. It's now March.
Yeah.
There we go.
This is just going to be an exciting time.
Thing to watch for Inslee, does he, because there are so many of them, does he make the top tier and appear in prime time when they have their first joint appearances in June?
Okay.
So that's just 3 months from now.
And just this morning, former Colorado Governor Jim Hickenlooper announced he's running too. That brings the number of Democrats who have officially declared they're seeking the nomination to 8. Several others are reported to be considering a bid. Now, for more exclusive content from the Coin6 Podcast Network, head to coin.com/coinpodcast or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.